Blog Talk Radio.
Boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, how's everybody doing? Welcome back to another week's episode of UWA Elite All Access, the official podcast of UWA Elite Pro Wrestling. I'm your host, Colin West, coming to you live from Sayreville, New Jersey. Yeah, I'm actually in the home of President Dave Swan, if you can believe it. And, you know, we've got a lot going on, a lot. Not only am I in the quote-unquote secret headquarters of UWA Elite this week broadcasting live, but in about 8.5 minutes, we will be joined on these airwaves by the number one contender to the UWA Elite Championship, Nicholas Kay. We will talk to Nicholas Kay, the professional wrestler, about his upcoming match this Saturday at Dangerous Uprisings against the Wretched Bows, as well as his future plans for the UWA Elite Championship match that he is owed. But let's talk, starting out today, about Dangerous Uprisings. If you want to make a comment, if you want to make a statement about Dangerous Uprisings, about the card that's coming up, or anything else today, please don't hesitate to give me a call at 347-989-0946. That's 347-989-0946. That is the official UWA Elite All Access hotline. I will take your calls before 11:10 p.m. live and after 11:20 or so. And we'll talk UWA Elite, and we'll talk about Dangerous Uprisings. Dangerous Uprisings, of course, comes your way Saturday, March 5th, 2016, from the Holy Trinity Church in South River, New Jersey. Bell time, 6:30 p.m. Eastern. I'm going to give you about 7 million reasons, boiled down into 9, of why you should be at Dangerous Uprisings. 8 matches, 8 huge matches, 3 of which are championship opportunities, 1 of which is a street fight, and your chance. This is reason number 1. Thanks to UWA Elite President Dave Swan, thanks to the Funkenstein Wrestling Superstore, and thanks to Kevin S. Nasta and the Damage 365 Podcast Radio Network, you can meet WWE Hall of Famer, legend, patriarch of the Orton family, Cowboy Bob Orton, live and in person at Dangerous Uprisings this Saturday, March 5th. I urge you to get your tickets in advance, not just because we sold out past capacity last month, and I want to make sure that you get seats, but I want to save you some money, too. If you log on right now to UWAElite.com, UWAElite.com, you can buy discount tickets, 25% off the face value. They're $20 at the door. You can get them online right now for $15. Family four packs, you've got to pay full price at the door. That's $80 for a set of four tickets. If you buy them right now online, you save $30. That's a huge savings, 40% or so. You will get four tickets for $50. That's fantastic. That's like getting 1.5 tickets for free. If you are coming with a family of four, you have to take advantage of the UWAElite.com family four-pack discount on Dangerous Uprisings tickets. So, what else are you going to get? I've already told you about Cowboy Bob Orton, the WWE Hall of Famer, being in attendance. Already told you about the great savings you can get on UWAElite.com. So, let's jump right into one of the three championship matches that evening, March the 5th, possibly the most intriguing championship match on the show, and that is the UWA Elite Trios Championship. Ever since the month of November of last year, the Protein Pack, the obnoxious gym rats that are the one-fit wonder, Mike Seaway, Dynamite Davis, and the sure thing, TJ Blade. They are going on 5 months as your Trios champions now, and they will face their stiffest test to date as they take on UWA Elite Hall of Famer Arcadia. Living legend himself, if you're from Jersey, you know who I'm talking about. You've got former UWA Elite champion Sean Damage McNellis, and you have got the king and the leader of the UWA Elite Army, King Tech. That's right, King Tech, Sean Damage McNellis, Arcadia, all on one team, taking on the Protein Pack, for the Trios Championships. This is the hardest match for me to try to break down, if you will. Hardest for me to predict, because you look on one side of the coin and you've got three men who have really dominated since joining up as a team. They have not lost as a unit, talking about the Bro Team Pack, and they have been your Trios champions for the better part of 5 months now, having defeated men like former WWE superstar Matt Stryker in the process. And on the other side, you've just got potentially the greatest assortment of UWA elite talent on one team in the history of this company, in Arcadia, Damage, and King Tech. Hard to know what's going to happen. Hard to know what to expect here as we go into Dangerous Uprisings. But this Trios Championship match will have everyone in the building buzzing by the time it's all said and done. Now, if you were at last year's Dangerous Uprisings, this is where the podcast actually does become all access, if you will. If you were at last year's Dangerous Uprisings, you know it was the show that changed everything. You know it was a show that threw the UWA Elite Championship scene into complete turmoil. That's all I can really say about that. I'm a company man now, so I'm not going to say anything else. And it was the show that saw Eric Corvus lock Massacre in a casket. And that kicked off the Wretched. And the Wretched is where I'm going with my next topic of conversation, as the Wretched's foes looks to get some retribution against the man who will be my guest on these airwaves in just a couple of moments, that being Nicholas Kay. Bose and Nicholas Kay, the last two men left standing in last month's Ultimate Turmoil Gauntlet match. Grueling matchup that had such stars in it as I-Champion Drake Chambers, Sean Damage McNellis, Arcadia, Corey Dillinger. The list goes on and on. And in the end, it was Nicholas Kay and Bose. And quick thinking, Nicholas Kay with an exposed knee strike and a stack-up pin managed to get Bose's shoulders down for a count of, when I tell you it was 3 1/4, it was 3 1/4, trust me. Bose did not lose by much, but on the record, looks like a loss. And so here we are. Nicholas Kay, Bose. Two men who cannot stand each other. Two men who have dominated in very, very different ways. And two men, forgive me, I thought we had a caller there for a moment. And two men who have had just dominant paths over the last 6 to 8 months of their careers here in UWA Elite. Bose, coming within a hair's breadth, an eyelash of becoming UWA Elite Champion on more than one occasion. Nicholas Kay, who over the last 6-7 months has defeated Robbie E, has lasted over an hour in the Brawl for It All match. And I don't know what else I can really say, because you use the term grudge match. You hear it all the time. It's overused, really. It's said too much. But grudge match is the only term that I can really use to talk about what is going to happen when these two men collide this Saturday at Dangerous Uprisings. Nicholas Kay, Bose, should be a hell of a matchup. And again, we will talk to Nicholas Kay in just a couple of minutes. So now we'll turn our attention to my guest from last week, Drake Chambers, the three-time and current defending I-Champion of UWA Elite. Drake Chambers finally got over the obstacle, the hurdle that was his feud with Sean Damage McNellis last year at Last Breath, becoming the I-Champion for the third time. Last month, kicked things off in the Ultimate Turmoil match against King Tech, then ran into a man called Joey Adams. Joey Adams, and the reason I sigh like that is for a long time, Joey Adams was one of the faces of this company. Joey Adams was one of our good friends among people in the locker room, and a good man. And then he had to go turn his back on us. Just had to really just become everything that we hate about a man. Selfish, greedy, backstabbing, conniving, manipulative. But you know what? He's been successful. And that's why I take a deep breath. Because, you know, for lack of a better word, lack of a better explanation, some people are just more successful when they act like jerks. And Joey Adams is one of those guys. And I'll tell you what, if there are two guys who are very evenly matched, who are stacked up well to compete against one another, Drake Chambers, Joey Adams, two men who utilize mat skills, technical ability, as well as two death-defying finishing maneuvers, the Dragon Slayer off the top rope by Drake Chambers versus the aerial assault of the 450 splash from the aviator, Joey Adams. I'll tell you right now, this is not going to be one to be missed for the I Championship of UWA Elite. And to round out the first four matches of our eight-match card in no particular order, let's talk about one that maybe not everybody's talking about right now. And that is a match between, you know what? We're not going to talk about anything right now. Because on the line, if I am not mistaken, I told you we'd jump right to him. We would jump right to him when he was on the air. So I believe, as I am looking at my dashboard correctly, that we are going to be joined by the number one contender to the UWA Elite Championship, that being Nicholas Kay. Nick, are you on the air with us?
Did I time this perfectly?
I think you may have timed this just about perfectly.
Look at that. Look at that.
I just got done talking about you a couple of minutes ago. You and your
hopefully,
match with Bose, hopefully all good? No, I never talk good about you.
Hopefully all bad.
So listen, Nick, for I guess we should start talking about good and bad. And I was just talking about one Joey Adams, who seems to have found more success for himself recently as a guy who doesn't really give a damn about the fans, a guy that doesn't really care what anyone thinks of him. And oddly enough, you seem to have found more success with popularity. Now, do you think that you've become more popular because of your success, or do you find that you tap into something with our fan base that gives you a little bit more incentive, a little bit motivation, more motivation to do well?
Well, you know, it wasn't like a conscious thing. It's not like I woke up and decided, suddenly I don't hate the world. It's just sometimes this things fall into place the right way. And, I think the crowd in a certain way kind of identifies with the fact that I really am more or less the same guy. I spent a good amount of time being kind of crafty in the ring, following around guys like Brian Brass and, bending the rules, if you will, a little bit here and there. But, as time goes on, the crowd starts to identify with the fact that, maybe it's not cheating in the traditional sense that I feel like I have to cheat to win. Sometimes, that kind of just makes you a craftier, smarter competitor. So I think in a certain way, the crowd has kind of identified that, maybe I'm not the worst guy in the world. I just will do what I have to do to win a wrestling match. And after all, isn't that what we are supposed to be doing when we're in that ring?
Sure. Now, here's the thought, and we'll get back to your match at Dangerous Uprisings against Bose in a minute. But speaking of doing what you need to do to get a victory, I'm sure you can use that kind of sentiment to relate to our current champion, that being Hedges, who has followed us. You are following kind of a similar meteoric rise, having the fans embrace you a lot, like Hedges experienced last year on his road to becoming champion. Now, I'm not saying that you don't respect Hedges. I'm not saying one thing or the other. When you two do finally meet for the UWA Elite Championship, and as of right now, contractually, you have to, and he has to face you, what do you need to do to beat Hedges and become UWA Elite Champion?
Beat the hell out of him, and he's going to want to beat the hell out of me. And, that is a match that is definitely not going to be the prettiest thing in the world. It's going to be two guys that, like you said, with similar backstories and similar, ideologies in the ring. And, man, we're going to beat the hell of each other, and it should be fun.
Fantastic. Now, you are one of these guys that likes to get in there and get physical, as evidenced by the fact that you just said it ought to be a lot of fun facing a guy like Hedges. This match coming up this Saturday, March 5th, Dangerous Uprisings, you and Bose, there's nothing to call it but a grudge match here. You're going to get the tar beat out of you, and hopefully you're going to inflict some damage on Bose as well, if it's up to you. Is this kind of a match fun for you, going against a guy 6'5", 300 pounds? Is that fun for you, or do you look forward to a match like this, or do you just try to survive it?
I mean, you know, listen, anytime you get into the ring, you should be prepared for war. And I, especially with a guy like Bose, you know, when you're at one end of the ring and staring across at that other corner and you see a guy like Bose, you know, it's not an easy day at the office, obviously. But I think in a way, Hedges, I'm getting mixed up here now. Bose has never exactly been in the ring with a guy like me, with a guy like my mindset. I think he, you could tell in our past two encounters in the Brawl for It All and in the match last month, he got frustrated with the fact that he just couldn't get rid of me. You know, he did everything. He pulled out every move in his arsenal, and I just kept coming back. I really don't understand the word quit, for better or for worse, really normally for worse. But, you know, he's going to have a hard time putting me down. And if he wins, it's only going to be because he beat me until I absolutely could not stand anymore.
Excellent. Well, listen, apparently we have another caller on the air who wants to ask you a question right now, Nick. So caller coming in from a 732 number, if you're on the air and you can hear us, why don't you put out your question for me and for Nicholas K. Let us know who you are and where you're calling from.
Keep your mouth shut, Wes. Don't pretend like you don't know who this is. Why don't you just do yourself a favor and everyone else listening and keep your mouth shut for a change? Yeah, Nick K., I got a question for you. Have you ever felt completely helpless, like no matter what you do, nothing is good enough? Well, let me tell you something, Nick K. This Saturday, you're going to be completely helpless, as you have no choice but to watch me humiliate you in front of everybody at the Holy Trinity Episcopal Church. Nothing you do is going to stop me from destroying you. I'm going to rip you apart from head to toe. I'm going to cause you pain like you've never felt before. I'm going to make you suffer like you've never suffered before. I'm going to cut off your face and wear it like a mask when I'm done with you, Nick K. Either way, when Saturday's over, you're going to be just like the rest of them. Your fate's going to be sealed. The clock is ticking, Nick K. Tick-tock. Tick-tock. Richard.
Okay. Well, that very obviously was not the caller that we pre-screened.
You need a better call screener.
Seriously, apparently John from Garwood was not John from Garwood, and we apologize for that. But, of course, Nick not getting a rebuttal in because Bose hanging up immediately after delivering his message. So I'm sure he's listening in somewhere. Nick, before we let you go, anything that you want to say in response to what was just put out there, the threats put out by Bose, your opponent Saturday?
Well, I'm glad that I don't have a date Saturday night after the show if I'm not going to have a face. But I could tell you one thing, Mose. It ain't going to be as easy as you're making it out to be, and you know that. You know that. You're obviously scared, and it's the only reason you would call in and make those sort of lame cliche threats. TikTok, whispering TikTok into my ear. You're only going to make me slightly uncomfortable. And you only made me slightly uncomfortable when you licked my face and you get weird. Because, Bose, you think you're the only guy that could get weird. This Saturday, we get weird.
Wow. Wow, enough said. Nick, listen, Try to ignore the thoughts of face ripping and face licking and weirdness, and enjoy the rest of your night. I know you got a lot of training to do, a lot of tape to watch, and we'll see how you, our number one contender to the UWA Elite Championship, fare on Saturday. We'll see you at Dangerous Uprisings, all right?
I'll see you there, man.
All right. That was Nicholas Kay. He will face Boz, the monster of the wretched, coming up this Saturday night, March 5th, 2016, from the Holy Trinity Church in South River, New Jersey. And eventually, on the horizon, a shot at the UWA Elite Champion. That's if he survives Boz this weekend. That should be a hell of a hard-hitting match. And it's all brought to you thanks to our friends at Funkenstein Wrestling Superstore.
For years, wrestling fans in the tri-state area have trusted Funkenstein Wrestling Superstore for all their pro wrestling needs. From toys to collectibles, memorabilia to autographs, action figures to one of the largest pro wrestling DVD stores in the United States, Funkenstein Wrestling Superstore is a one-stop wrestling store destination located at 90 Wilson Avenue, that's the English Town Flea Market, Blue Building, Booth 46 and 47 in English Town, New Jersey. Don't have time to stop by the store? That's okay. You can check out their website at FunkensteinWrestlingSuperstore.com.
And Funkenstein Wrestling Superstore, Dan and Heather will be in attendance this Saturday at the Holy Trinity Church for Dangerous Uprisings. Once again, I am your host here on UWA Elite All Access, Colin West, coming to you live from the hidden headquarters in Sayreville, New Jersey, of UWA Elite. We've got half of the Dangerous Uprisings card previewed, half still to come. And let's start here with a match that's got a lot of intrigue behind it, that being the UWA Elite Tag Team Championships. On one end of the ring, you've got John Rome and Brandon the Bull, the team known as the Unstoppables, the team that could not beat, could not get over the mountain that was the Rogues for almost all of 2015, until Brandon the Bull unselfishly cashed in that golden ticket and won the tag team championships for he and his partner, John Rome. Now, Roman Bull came in to setting the standard, and as you have seen either on YouTube, UWAElite.com, or as you hopefully saw live from the Holy Trinity Church, defeated the Rogues in the Rogues return match for those titles in a hellacious, unpredictable, relatively brutal street fight. Now, John Rome, Brandon the Bull, for the first time in a year, have to turn their attention to different opponents. Have to turn their attention to two men that they've barely seen anything of. But that doesn't mean that these men are not extremely dangerous. And I'm talking about Bright Lights. I'm talking about Stephen Sterling. I'm talking about Glitz and Glamour, the tag team from Hollywood, California, who has come to UWA Elite to do the same thing that they've done in many other independent promotions across North America, and that is win championship gold. You may not like them. In fact, you probably don't. Chances are they're pretty obnoxious, but they're also pretty talented. Coming in their debut match in UWA Elite and winning a fatal four-way number one contendership match for the UWA Elite Tag Team Championships. And so now, Jared Foster, Steve Sterling, Glitz and Glamour, will they be an unpredictable hurdle in the championship reign of the Unstoppables? Will we have new tag team champions come March the 5th? That's definitely something you're going to want to check out. Speaking of the Rogues, your former tag team champions, one half of the Rogues will be in action as Brandon Kirk takes on Tommy Guns Cobran. Now, as I said in my preview and match breakdown of Dangerous Uprisings, which you can see on UWAElite.com, this is the most unpredictable match on the card for me because, simple reason, both these men desperately need a win. Tommy Guns Cobran, ever since losing the I Championship last year, has been on a brutal, brutal losing skid. So you ask, well, why is he still here? Why is he still wrestling? Because Tommy Coburn, at his best, can beat anyone here. He's proven it. He's gone toe-to-toe with men like Kyle the Beast, toe-to-toe with men like Bose, and many times has come out victorious, was a six-month I champion during the 2014 season. The heart and the perseverance of this man can't be measured. It's going to have to measure up, though, to go toe-to-toe with a very angry Brandon Kirk, who, for the first time in 470 days, has gone a month without a title belt. Think about that. Brandon Kirk is not a champion. The Rogues are not champions now. And that championship, as gritty as they are, as dirty and down low as they are, defined them for such a long time. For 470 calendar days, Brandon Kirk traveled, ate, slept with that title belt, and now he doesn't get another rematch for it. And trust me when I tell you, Brandon Kirk is not a happy man. So, Tommy Guns Coburn, you're going to be in Brandon Kirk's crosshairs, but I'll tell you what, don't count out Coburn, because a win for either of these men would put them right back into not just title contention, but I would argue singles title contention. Because it's a quality win. These are two very, very good wrestlers. And any win in the UWA Elite, as you know, is a good one. So now, speaking of which, we will talk about another singles contest, that being Corey Dillinger, the powerhouse, versus the high-flying, risk-taking stuntman from California, Chris Powers, who you may have seen on Gotham. Cheap plug. That's fine. This match has Show Stealer written all over it, folks. You've got the high-flying, aerial, high-powered assault of Chris Powers, who has beaten UWA Elite Hall of Famers in the past in his career. Don't sleep on him. Versus Corey Dillinger, the diligent one, the mountain of a man from the trap, who has come in and taken UWA Elite by storm, who went toe-to-toe with Arcadia and gave Arcadia everything he could handle last month at Setting the Standard. These two men could tear the house down at Dangerous Uprisings. And speaking of tearing of the house down, the whole building might go up in flames. I hope not, because I'll be inside it, and hopefully you are too. But look, I've said it before. Again, on my preview of Dangerous Uprisings. But I'll say it again. I would pick Hedges to win 99% of the matches that he's in. Almost every single one. But you put him in a ring with two men, and you take away all the rules, all the laws, all the regulations, and not only that, you have the most unpredictable man in UWA Elite, Jeremiah, and a living legend in magic. Two very angry, desperate, lost souls who have already proven that they're willing to do anything to destroy the UWA Elite champion and the championship for which he stands. They've run him down with a car in a parking lot, folks. They've jumped him while he was on crutches from behind. What more can these men do in a two-on-one handicap street fight? And no, the UWA Elite championship is not on the line. But what do you do when these men don't want your championship? What do you do when you're Hedges, when you're not defending a championship? You are defending your life. You are defending your honor. You are defending your set of morals and ethics and everything that you hold dear. What do you do when two men are coming for you and they don't want your title? They don't want the accolades. They don't want the awards. They don't want the recognition. They don't want your place or your status. They just want to beat you within an inch of your life. I pray for Edges. I really do. I worry for him. I think it's going to be a hell of a match, and he better bring a hell of a fight if he wants to survive. And if you want to see this match and all the other matches I described, plus WWE Hall of Famer Cowboy, then you need to be at the Holy Trinity Church this Saturday, March the 5th, for Dangerous Uprisings, sponsored by Funkenstein Wrestling Superstore. Get your tickets now at UWAElite.com. We will see you next week for another episode of the All Access Podcast.